may have.
Granite 307 Roofing and Exteriors was born and built right here in Sheridan, Wyoming. And this time of year, the temperatures aren't the only thing rising. So are the out-of-town roofers. You know, the ones with wrapped trucks claiming they're local. They knock on your door, drop an area code, then give you 3 days to come up with your deductible. Granite 307 has been on these rooftops for years, installing impact-resistant shingles, metal roofing, and keeping homes Wyoming tough. Go with the name you know. Call Granite 307 Roofing and Exteriors for your inspection or visit Granite307.com. Granite 307, branding Wyoming, one home at a time.
Doug, we really got to stop meeting like this.
Let me guess, mailbox again?
This time it was a decorative boulder. I swear it rolled into my car.
Bob, the Wearing Chevrolet Body Shop has you covered. Dents, dings, bumpers, bruises. We've seen a lot worse. Remember the guy who tried to wax his car with cooking spray?
Okay, I feel better now.
Our crew will fix it right, match the paint perfectly. It's what we do.
Wearing Chevrolet Body Shop, fast, friendly, fully prepared for whatever you run into. 107 East Alger, wearingsheridan.com.
The following message is presented by Century21BHJ.com.
Hello, Sheridan. This is Brooke with Sheridan County Predator Management District. Sheridan County has seen record numbers of rabies cases the past couple of years, and this year has a similar potential. If you or a family member see an animal that is acting sick or unusual, please do not approach that animal. Report to the district's rabies handler, Paul Herman, for extraction and testing at 307-751-1412.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Monday, August 11th, from Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. I got caught up telling a good horse story to my guest this morning, Sheridan County Chamber of Commerce Market and Communications Director Jody Hartley and Chamber Ambassadors Committee Vice Chair Amy Blumenstock. Good morning and welcome to the show, ladies.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Oh, happy Monday. Back to work we go.
Mm-hmm.
It's only, a couple weeks and the kids get back to school.
Yes.
Boy, this,
crazy.
It felt like it just flew by this year, didn't
Absolutely
it?
Did.
Now, how have things been at the Chamber?
Good. We had a good summer. We've got some new staff, so it was a good time for us to get them up to speed and kind of get them into the groove. And now we'll really kick into our busy time of year with Manufacturing Month coming up in October and stroll registrations and starting to think about stroll and just all of those things that start coming up in the fall.
Jody, you know, I sit here and I think about it. Summer being your slow season with everything that you guys do up there at the Chamber. And that's the slow season.
Yeah, we don't really have a slow season. But
I don't think you do.
Don't have major events in the summer too much. So.
Yeah, but boy, it's amazing. I know some of the new staff down there and they absolutely mm-hmm. love their jobs.
They're awesome.
They love being down there. Now, how did this year's Sheridan County Buyers Dinner and Livestock Sale go? I have been out for a week. But I had to see that number. I had to look
it's
up.
Incredible.
And even my old man sitting in his lazy boy chair late at night shook his head. Wow, that's a big number. Tell me about it.
It is. So, yes, we partner with several organizations in the community to hold the buyer's dinner prior to the youth livestock sale. And the sale this year, they had 194 lots auctioned off. And came out with $684,000.
Wow. Can you believe that?
Fewer lots this year, but much more money.
But more money.
So, that's incredible.
That's the same thing I told him. Because that's mm-hmm. the first thing he wanted to know. How many were sold?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he shook his head. Holy cow.
Yeah.
That's
it's
incredible.
Amazing.
The support these kids get, mm-hmm. given by the community, the businesses, and the organizations. I just want to say thank you to everybody who went out there, all the buyers who took part in that. You are investing in the agriculture community
mm-hmm.
of tomorrow right here in Sheridan County, and you're doing it today, and you're showing that you believe in that.
Right.
Literally putting money where your mouth is.
Exactly.
You know? It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can you share with me some of those partnerships that actually make all of this possible?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so with the dinner, we work with the Sheridan County Cattle Women's Association, The Sheridan County Fair Association, the 4-H, and the Livestock Sale Committee. And, you know, it's a really great partnership. Everybody has a piece that they're responsible for to make sure that dinner goes off well. And, of course, the Fair Association and 4-H and Livestock Sale Committee, all of them are key to making that sale so wonderful and so profitable for the youth and such a great experience for them. I mean, it's just something that can't be compared, I don't think, to anything else.
'Cause there's a lot of these sales that happen throughout the state of Wyoming every year. What makes ours unique, I think, and forgive me if other counties do participate in something like this, but that buyer's dinner, bringing the kids in to talk about their animals with potential purchasers, I really think that makes a massive impact. Mm-hmm. Plus, it really gives those kids one more opportunity to shine when it comes to the care, when it comes to their experiences in raising livestock.
Right. Yeah, you see them with their families. You have an opportunity to talk with them, learn more about them, learn why they're in 4-H or FFA or, what they love about it. And it's just really a nice opportunity for people to connect.
Yeah. And you can't deny the passion and the dedication of these young men and women who are partaking in these year-long activities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really giving the care to their livestock,
right,
which you know will go on to education, go on to next year's project.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's fantastic, this unification of the two together. I really think that's a big reason we see that number increase every year.
Right.
And I think it was fantastic whoever came up with the plan.
Mm-hmm.
Let's all have them mingle together.
Right.
Now, any standout moments from any volunteers or yourself that you can think of right off the top of your head?
Well, just all the volunteers are amazing. The cattle women making lots of the food, Valley Meat for providing the meat. The chamber ambassadors assisted with cleanup of the dinner. So it really takes everybody, putting their heart into it to help make it go and help with the cleanup, which is equally as important. So, those folks put so much time into it. It's just, we're so grateful for that.
It's a reflection of their passion as well, helping these kids.
Right.
And a true community event.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Even if, you may not purchase anything there, attend one of these at least once in your life, I'd say. Get down there, have some great food, talk to some of these kids, and you don't know, you might end up going home with a chicken.
Mm-hmm.
or a rabbit at the very least.
Yes.
Now, all right, let's switch topics here. This month's Chamber Luncheon, what's going on?
Yes, so we have Dr. Ann Alexander, who is the Associate Vice President for Undergraduate Education at the University of Wyoming, and she will be talking about what's in store for Sheridan and beyond, a national, state, and Sheridan County economic outlook. So Dr. Alexander is very well-educated about economics. Most of her research and teaching has focused on the history of American capitalism and international economics and health economics. She's actually served as a resources economist for the U.S. Department of State. So,
wow.
Tons of experience in education. There's a lot of uncertainty right now with the economy. So I think any kind of clarity or not so much a crystal ball, but just some thought from her history and knowledge of what may be happening in the near future, I think will be very beneficial to business owners, just your personal lives as well. I mean, I know I'm always concerned about what's happening too for my family. So
absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to, I'm kind of getting to that point where I'm looking 10, 15 years in the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I should have been doing this a long time ago, Jody. I should have been doing this a long time ago. And there's a lot of economists who are saying, Floyd, you should have been doing this since you were 18 years old. But I'm just now kind of getting to that point, trying to pull all the finances together, really take a look.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, someone like this, Dr. Alexander Boyd, she'd give me an insight. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of fear that comes from things like this is just the unknown.
You know?
Let's remove the mystique behind all of it. And then that fear tends to melt away.
Mm-hmm.
You educate yourself about this stuff from someone as smart as she is.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, the mystery's gone. The fear fades. You know what you're about to do.
Right.
So one thing about the chamber luncheon that I really do like, just like the business before and after hours, you do not have to be a business owner to attend this.
No. Open to everybody, whether you're retired, whether you're a student, whether you're just at a business that may not be a member, you're all welcome.
And there is going to be a Q&A period or no?
Yes.
So we'll be able to maybe formulate a couple really good questions,
right.
Go down there and ask her, hey, what about this? What about that?
Mm-hmm.
Once again, folks, make sure that you're getting down there. This is something that could really provide you with a lot of insight on some of the most important topics out there. Deadline to register is today.
Today at 4 o'clock, please.
All right. Now, why do we register? What's the reason behind that?
So this lunch is at the Ramada Plaza. We do change locations, but each one of them need to know how many folks are coming. So we are sure to have enough food and enough seating. And we don't want somebody to show up and not have a seat. So it's very important to let us know if you're coming, and we'll make sure you have everything you need for the lunch.
And Jody, how do I do that?
Mm-hmm.
Where do I
you
need to go?
You can either call the chamber, 672-2485, or go to our website, SheridanWyomingChamber.org, and you can register on there.
Now, if you really take a step back, Jody, you've been doing this for a while. You've been organizing these things. You're a big part of the promotion of them. How do these lunch programs really benefit local businesses and even a lot of the residents that you see show up to almost every one of these?
Well, like the saying, knowledge is power. We look carefully at things that are happening in our community. Are there issues or topics that are important for folks to know about? So we try to bring that information to our businesses and to the public, to our community, because discussion is a great way to impart that knowledge, also to affect change if need be. So the more informed people are, I think the better off we are as a community.
And these luncheons, you know, they've been going on for quite a while now.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of great topics are covered.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that I always enjoy about them is they can cover everything from economics to, well, how do we get more tourists in town? A lot of these things, the ag communities, the hospital, I mean, you guys have everybody up there. And it's how long do you try to plan these out ahead of time to make sure that you get such great guests?
It kind of varies. Sometimes something will come up, not quite last minute, but, you know, we may have a good outline for the year of topics. And then it might be a matter of when it fits the presenter to come and present. But if something interesting really comes up, you know, we do our best to really slot that in. So it can be timely and you know, something that's needs to be addressed.
Yeah. About how long do these folks speak?
Mm-hmm. Usually about 20 to 30 minutes.
So it's not super long,
no,
but a wealth of information given
right.
in that time period. And there is a bit of a PowerPoint presentation if you got to follow along, which is also just as good. You can present a lot more information that way. So, all right. One more time. How do I sign up for that?
SheridanWyomingChamber.org or give us a call at 672-2485.
Get down there, folks. Remove the mystique to everything. It'll help bring you some comfort if you are a little bit stressed out. And we're going to have more with our Sheridan County Chamber of Commerce right after this. Stick with us. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Sheridan.
You're on the go, and so should your banking.
At First Federal Bank and Trust, you can open personal checking and savings accounts anytime, online or on the First Federal app.
It's banking on your time wherever you are.
Plus, we're celebrating 90 years of community commitment, proudly serving Sheridan and the people who make it great.
Banking made easy with the community at heart.
Visit efirstfederal.bank to get started today. First Federal Bank and Trust, 90 years strong, member FDIC.
Summer isn't over yet. Join your friends for an afternoon of art, community, and the creative spirit at the U-Cross Arts Festival, Sunday, August 17th, featuring famed guitarist Hayden Pettigo and local favorites The Instigators. The U-Cross Arts Festival begins at 4 and includes performances, poetry, and printmaking, as well as pizza from the U-Cross Cafe food truck. Registration is required, so get your free tickets to the U-Cross Arts Festival today at ucross.org.
Hi, this is Ken at Prime Rate Motors. We're proud of this year's 4-H and FFA kids. Every one of them showed up, worked hard, and did their part raising animals, building projects, learning responsibility. These young folks are the real deal. They're not just the future of agriculture, they're the future of this whole community. From all of us at Prime Rate Motors, great job, kids. Oh, and did I mention all the stock and horse trailers have huge discounts through the month of August. Prime Rate Motors, Sheridan, Wyoming.
This public service message is presented by BHJ Property Management at 101 South Main.
The 2025 Sod Farm Festival is just around the corner, August 16th. Enjoy an amazing lineup of local musical talent, including the Kraft Brothers. Join us at Greenside Up Sod Farm August 16th at 2 p.m. Gates open at 1. Tickets available now, $25 online and $30 at the gate. Children 12 and under are free. For more details, visit sodfarmfest.org. Don't forget your chairs, blankets, and shade. Please leave your pets at home.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm Floyd Whiting. This morning, we're speaking with Sheridan County Chamber of Commerce Marketing and Communications Director Jody Hartley and Chamber Ambassadors Committee Vice Chair Amy Blumenstock. All right, let's jump on the business after hours. I talked about it a little bit at the beginning. It is different than the Chamber Luncheon. August 20th, tell us about it.
Yes. So actually, Amy's employer, First Northern Bank,
oh, fantastic,
is hosting the August business after hours, and they always plan a huge, fabulous party. So this year's theme is a community picnic, and they will have music by Sam Munsick, catering by Bombshell Catering. They always provide great food. There'll be ice cream from the Ice House. They always have amazing prizes, so be sure and stop out. It'll be outside. They'll close down the street, and it'll be a great time.
So, Amy, who can attend this community picnic?
Anyone can come. We invite all of our customers.
Let's switch. Oh, hang on. He's getting you. All right, start over.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
No, anyone can come. We invite all of our customers, the community. We just love to have people come down and check out the bank and everything that we have to offer. As Jody said, we do have ice cream. We're going to be serving a bounce house for the kids.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, we enjoy putting this on for the community.
Now, how long does it take to plan a big community picnic like this?
We pretty much start planning right after this one.
Yep.
They enjoy doing it. It's our big to-do, if you will.
Mm-hmm. You guys have one of these a year, give or take?
We try.
Yeah.
We prefer the after hours versus the before hours. It's more fun for us.
Amy, do we know what's on the menu again? I'm sorry.
Bombshell is catering. I believe we're doing, I believe it's pulled pork, but I could be mistaken.
Oh, that's always a good one. That's always a good one. You can't go wrong with that. Now, the networking at these events, huge thing. We talk about it all the time, Jody. I know people out there are saying, oh, they're going to talk about the networking. Well, I'm going to. Because business partnerships are formed at these things.
Absolutely. People do business with people they know. And that's what's great about the Chamber. I mean, over everything, I think we are a great connector. We actually had, last week's business before ours, we had someone who's been in the community for a little while, but she didn't really know anybody because she works from home. And I encouraged her to come to the before hours and, you know, I took her around and introduced her to a few folks. And that's just how it starts. And then before you know it, you're coming to these events and you know 20 people.
Mm-hmm.
So I know people are intimidated by it, but just say to one of us, this is my first time here, or I'm a little bit shy or uncertain about going around talking to people. We're happy to take you around and introduce you to folks. We have these wonderful mm-hmm. ambassadors who are at our events, and you know, we can also connect you with one of them, and they can take you around and introduce you to folks. It's really just a really great way to get to know people in the community, get to know other business folks, and make those connections.
Yeah.
It is about networking too. You know, we met the new dinosaur guy, we'll call him, and you know, he's kind of trying to get into it, and it's just a matter of informing him of who he can contact to get with the schools and knowing who that is. So he might know, but having that point of contact also helps. So knowing one person who knows another person. So it really is about that.
And I mean, our ambassadors, you guys kind of walking around these things looking for wallflowers like me.
Oh, yeah. The red coats are great because, you know, we find each other. Someone will find us. And when we are at the events in our coats, and then they'll see us out in public. You know, I work at another place also, and that's where I met this gentleman. So it's, you're seeing each other, and then it's a person to know someone. It's a smiling face. It's just that point of contact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like being on the radio, a lot of people think, well, you're not shy. I am, though. I'm a very shy individual.
Mm-hmm.
And so going to an event like this and having somebody in a red coat, mm-hmm. I can see it. I'm going to walk over there. I'm going to talk to them, and they're going to be talking to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing I know, I got two new friends.
Mm-hmm.
And, we share an interest. Oh, well, we share business mm-hmm. interests. And all of a sudden, wheels start turning and things start happening.
Mm-hmm.
If you're new to the community, also a great opportunity, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely, yes. You find out all the different businesses that are coming into town or things that have been here that you had no idea. And that was one of the main reasons that I joined the ambassadors, just to know what was coming in and what was here. I mean, I had no idea all the little companies that were here and people that work from home. You know, there's flower shops that will do things for you, or, you know, cheesecake companies that are available to do things that are just not in brick and mortar, but they exist.
But so they're out there.
They're out there.
And you might not see them downtown.
Right.
But they are there, and they're ready to serve you. And then all of a sudden, you know, that online shopping starts to kind of teeter off. Because you're like, you know what? I want to keep my money right here in my community. Right.
And you can go to the chamber website, and they list all of the chamber, you know, members. And you can shop online, but it's still local online.
Yep.
So
local online.
Yep.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially during COVID, Jody,
I can
remember a lot of our local companies said, you know, I got to survive. I went to this website.
Right.
Things are ticking along.
Mm-hmm.
We can help them out.
Absolutely.
And boy, I'm sorry, but there's something convenient about laying in the bed and just, you know, looking up. Oh, all right, well, there's anniversary, there's birthday, things like that. And I like shopping local right here. A lot of downtown businesses see me about 4 days before Christmas.
Yes.
But I do get down there, and I would encourage everybody to do so as well. All of those gifts still there. They're not trinkets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not little cheap things that are being sold. A lot of it's made right here. Now, for our morning people, business before hours, September 3rd. Tell me about it.
Yes, so Carlton Construction will host that one at one of their model homes, Sheridan Hills Development. So that'll be very interesting. You can come out there and see that neighborhood, see one of the model homes and what they're offering. Obviously, housing is a very important topic in Sheridan. And so Carlton's really put a focus on trying to build attainable housing for folks in Sheridan. So this is a great opportunity to see some of that.
Now, these model homes, is this a modular, or are these stick?
I think they're stick built, but I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, and my father had a modular shipped in, but it was built specifically for Wyoming conditions.
Oh, great.
And I didn't know that the entire time I was growing up in that thing. I just thought, well, he takes good care of it. Well, this thing was a little sturdy. Pretty dang sturdy. So get on down there. If you're exploring the idea of building a home, huge decision.
Right.
Huge decision. Mm-hmm. Excellent opportunity to kind of shop around, yeah. really see the options that are out there. And I talk about, you know, our housing crisis all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. knowing that there are people out there who are, have a vested interest in that, mm-hmm. who are trying to make a difference.
They are.
That's big for me.
It is.
That's really big for me. Now, what makes business before hours a little different than business mm-hmm. after hours?
So obviously it's in the morning. Maybe before you go into the office, you can stop and have some morning refreshments. Just kind of start your day off with some friendly faces and getting to learn about the business, who is hosting, and meeting some of their staff. So it's just a maybe a little more a calmer way to start your morning mm-hmm. than after hours, which is a little more party.
And I'm a coffee drinker.
Yeah.
So, you know, what really broke my heart on this trip back to see my father, the old coffee shop closed up.
Oh.
And that kind of broke my heart because yeah. ever since I was 5 years old, I went to the coffee shop and we had morning coffee with all the farmers, yeah. all the ranchers in the area. Mm-hmm. And when you're a little kid, that's long, boring, you know what I mean?
Right.
But as you grow up, you realize right here, mm-hmm. this yes. is the quote unquote Facebook of the area.
Yep.
That you are learning about everything that's happening mm-hmm. locally. Who's having trouble with this? Well, hey, I got an idea to help you out with mm-hmm. that. Or I got some fence that needs mended. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm going to come over and help you out right. with the kids. A lot of great things happen at those.
Yeah.
And think about these business before hours in the same mm-hmm. vein.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Get down there, have some coffee, maybe a bite to eat, mm-hmm. and really catch up with your neighbor.
Right.
I think things like that are just disappearing in America, so I want to promote that event. Get down there. You don't have to own a business
nope.
to take part in that, folks. All right, real quick, we're going to go to the business, or excuse me, the Chamber Ambassadors. Real quick, tell me what they do.
Well, Jody's our ringleader. We will go when the new businesses are opening. The ambassadors, our main focus is to do your ribbon cuttings. So we are there and we literally will do your ribbon cutting. They'll take the pictures. Your picture will go on in the press and you'll get a copy of your picture and get your ribbon that you've cut and get a booklet of all the ambassadors' business cards. So if you need anything from any one of us, we kind of encompass most of the businesses in the community. So mm-hmm. if you need something, you can find it from us or we can find an answer for you.
That's joining a community right there, isn't yeah. it? I mean, that's joining the business mm-hmm. community of
Sheridan. Absolutely.
And when you're, especially first-year businesses, mm-hmm. Amy, you know how tough it is.
Oh,
first
yeah.
year. It's incredible. We all know the big number of businesses that don't make it at that first year. So you get these business cards. These ambassadors mm-hmm. are part of that business community.
Mm-hmm.
We yeah. love putting those up every time they come in.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's thank probably, you, Sheridan Media.
Oh, it's probably one of the key things that people really get to see when they put up there. Because you jump online, oh, that's a new business. I didn't mm-hmm. know that was mm-hmm. there. Well, now you know it's there. And all right, so 71 events since January. That's incredible.
Yes.
We do a lot. I think, what was it, 192 last year?
192 events they assisted with last year.
Boy, they keep you busy.
And most of those are ribbon cuttings. There's, you know, we don't do too many special events anymore, so a lot of that is just ribbon cuttings, mm-hmm. the business before hours, after hours, which, you know, one a month. So, mm-hmm. and then the Christmas stroll that we do. So, yeah, that's a lot of new businesses coming into town.
Amy, you just gave me a great transition. Let's talk about the Christmas stroll real quick. I'm running out of time with
okay.
you. I'm doing too much jaw-jacking. Talk about it.
Christmas stroll, the day after Thanksgiving. This will be our 30th Christmas stroll. So we'll be celebrating 30 years of strolling, and it's just a great event. It kicks off the holiday season. Businesses are open all day long. You can shop sales specials, enjoy all of that. And then we also have Santa and Mrs. Claus. So they typically have a morning shift that they do at the Wyo Theater and then an evening shift as well. So there's two opportunities there to visit with Santa. And we have fireworks to conclude the event. We have Grinnell Plaza closed down, and we have organizations giving out hot cocoa and cider and cookies and chili and just anything you could think of, really, to keep you warm and toasty while you're strolling.
A lot of new businesses in town. How do I get involved?
Yes, call the chamber. We can connect you with whatever you need.
Now, when do the kids start their drawings?
It's over.
It's over. Oh, the buttons are done.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes. All right. Okay.
So we'll be announcing that October 20th.
Okay. October 20th, mm-hmm. folks. That's one of my, I love looking forward to that every single
They're
year.
They're awesome.
One of the toughest jobs in this city, sitting mm-hmm. down with that committee and trying to pick which one.
Yes.
I couldn't imagine. I wouldn't be able to do it. Now, just real quick, what I'd love to know, how do I join to become an ambassador?
There's an application that you can put in for it. We do have 36 ambassadors. I believe we're full.
Yes.
We're full now, but we do take applications. When there is an opening, we do an interview process. So you come in and meet with the committee, and then sounds awful, but there is a voting process, and then it goes forth to the rest of the ambassadors. And then once you are voted in, Jody gives you all the information and you get your red coat and you're an ambassador.
And there you go. You
and there's no timeline. You can stay on as long as, you know, you feel that you are eligible or in, you can put forth the time that you're needed to do it.
Absolutely. Real quick, Jody, where mm-hmm. do I go to learn more about all of this?
Go to SheridanWyomingChamber.org or give me a call at 672-2485 at the Chamber.
Ladies, I want to thank you so much for coming in this morning. It is always a pleasure. I always have so much fun with the Chamber.
Thanks for having us.
Great. All right, when we return, we're going to speak with the Downtown Sheridan Association. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Okay. Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to Volunteers of America.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit eFirstFederal.bank, member FDIC.
This August, discover the magic of peridot at Legacy Diamond and Gems. Born in fire, carried by volcanoes, peridot is one of the few gems that glows naturally at night and the only gemstone to have been found in meteorites. Ancient sailors wore it for protection. Mystics believe it could chase away darkness. Celebrate your story with a gem that's traveled through time and space. Legacy Diamond and Gems, where every stone tells a story. 11 North Main in downtown Sheridan.
Save big on your next painting project at Menards. Pristine Exterior is Dutch Boy's most durable exterior paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
It's the final week of Mossholder's summer clearance sale. Don't miss your opportunity to save 20, 30, even 40% off many items throughout our 18,000 square foot showroom. Sofas, chairs, recliners and end tables, rugs, lamps, bar stools and more have all received clearance prices. These specials are for in-stock items only, so the sooner you shop, the better your selection. That's Mossholder's end of summer clearance sale going on now. Mossholder's, furniture is our passion.
Doug, I'm looking for a very specific pre-owned vehicle, but I don't even know what it is yet.
That's okay, Bob. We're trained professionals here at Waring Chevrolet. We'll feel what you're looking for.
Like car whispers?
Exactly. We stand on a lot and bam, the right vehicle finds you.
Wow, that sounds like magic.
It's not magic. We have over 65 pre-owned vehicles staring at us on the lot. But if we don't have the specific one, we'll track it down.
But the car whispers. I mean the professionals at Waring Chevrolet help you find your next ride. 107 East Alger online, waringsheridan.com.
Hi there. I'm Taylor, front of house manager at Frackleton's, right here on Main Street in downtown Sheridan. At Frackleton's, great food is just where it starts. From the second you step inside, we aim to treat you like family. Your server, more like a personal guide to a perfect meal, offering up pairings, suggestions, and a smile to boot. Whether you're grabbing dinner, celebrating something big, or just treating yourself, we'll make it a meal to remember. Don't forget to snag a table ahead of time at Frackleton's.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Public Pulse. Proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. For our second part this morning, I'm joined by Downtown Sheridan Association Executive Director Zoila Perry and Vice President and Wine Festival Co-Chair Lindsay Vredenburg. All right. Good morning, ladies, and welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
Did I get it right this time?
Vredenburg.
Oh, yeah. Vredenburg.
It's a tough one.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to get one of those. You better just come see me as often as possible, so I got to say it all the time.
Yeah, once a year maybe isn't enough.
It's just not enough. No. Pop in here wherever, whenever you want.
I still can't say it, so it's okay.
How have things been down at the DSA?
It's been good. It's been busy. We have about a week kind of to catch our breath from July. July is just so packed. And like I mentioned last time, we wouldn't have it any other way. But now we're just getting ready to do the other half of our event season. Yes.
Get that little respite.
Yes.
And then you jump back on that treadmill and just go
keep
at
going.
It. Mm-hmm. Keep going at it. All right. Tell me about the Goose Creek Polo Cup. How did this year's event go?
I thought it was amazing. It was a really great game. We had tremendous amount of spectators that came and watched. I would say we probably had between 8,000 people out there.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, it just keeps growing and growing. And I have some new tent sponsors that want to be a sponsor next year because they really like what we provide in their tents. And it's just a great event to come. You know, it's like our little event of the summer. Everybody gets dressed up. I mean, polo, normal polo, you can just wear whatever you want, you know. Just go out there. For us, it's more of like, let's get dressed up and go watch polo.
Fantastic sundresses. Mm-hmm. Yes. Huge hats.
Some, I don't know. We didn't see many big hats this year.
More hats next year, maybe.
Yeah. I'm hoping so. Ladies, that's the event. That's the hat event of the summer.
Yes.
And it's a great excuse to go get yourself a big, beautiful hat. Gives you some place to wear.
Yes. Oh, yes.
You have a big, beautiful hat?
I have a couple.
Yeah?
I'm not going to lie. I do.
Lindsay?
No, I am not a hat person.
You're not a hat person?
I let Zoila do all that. Yeah.
You know, with hair like that, I wouldn't be a hat person either, my friend.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
It takes enough work. I'll let it be.
All right. The Johnston Family and Flying H Polo, huge supporters of this event.
Yes. This event wouldn't be possible without them. So a huge thank you to them. You know, we continue to do this every year, and we wouldn't be able to do this without them. So,
now, Zoila, if someone's listening, they're like, dang, I missed it this year. How do I get involved with it for next year?
Yeah, just give us a call at the office. The number there is 672-8881. And the date for next year is going to be July 26th.
All right, so we can jump on this early.
Yes.
If I'm thinking, you know, this would be a great event for my company. Something for me to treat the employees to. Is that kind of the vibe?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, treat your employees. We have tents that we provide gifts, chairs, food for up to 12 people in their tents. And that doesn't just limit 12 people. They can still bring in additional people. They can bring additional chairs. They can put in a picnic blanket in front of their tent so they can watch the game.
Bring the family.
Yeah.
I mean, what a great event.
Yeah.
You got horses, you got polo. Some of the best polo in the world, mind you.
Yes.
That's something that we've talked about here on the show is Sheridan's odd but fantastic connection to polo.
Yes.
You know, horse people are horse people, no matter what country you come from and no matter what you're doing on them, right? Whether you're herding cattle or you're playing polo.
Yes.
You got to know that. You got to know your animal.
Oh, absolutely.
Why has this event become such a big thing here in Sheridan County over the years?
You know, That's a great question. I will say people that support us will continue to support us and they believe in our mission, but then also they like what we provide, you know, towards this game. But then also you get to see such a great high-end goal mm-hmm. game that you don't normally see on in this during the summer. So this is a special event, and people from all over come to it. I was visiting with a person that attended, and he's like, yeah, I just ran into my friend, and he had his friend from Canada come down because he wanted to go watch this game. So it's just become bigger and bigger attraction as well.
And I love the fact that you said, you know, this is a high-end goal mm-hmm. because, boy, they get out there. Mm-hmm. And this is the cup.
Yeah.
This is their Super Bowl right here
Absolutely.
Locally. So it's time to get out there and make or break it. So you get to see some fantastic polo. If you didn't make it this year, notify Zola. Let her know you want to make it next year. All right. Save the date for next year, July 26th. Anything already in the works?
Not yet. I was gone last week, so I'm going to be catching up.
You're still answering emails.
Oh, yes.
You're like me. You get in and you're like, okay. There's priority number one. Mm-hmm. All right, third Thursday. This event runs 5 to 9. It's on Main Street. What can we expect this month?
So this month we have Stereo Pilot with Paul Ratzy, Stephanie Wilkerson, and friends. They'll be our main band this year. Our food court once again is full. We are not taking any other food vendors at this time, just because it's grown to become such a great event. But we'll have vendors that are either artisans selling from jewelry to just different crafts, and it's going to be great.
Lindsay, tell me, you attend these.
I try to when I can, but usually I am in Verdello.
Oh, yeah. Usually you're working.
Yeah, so I get to see it all, but I'm usually in there.
Usually
yeah.
working. There's yeah. a lot of us who are still yeah. working by that time.
Yeah, so at least I get to be a part of it still, though, in right. that way, which is really fun. And yeah, we get to see the benefit it brings to downtown in that way as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that benefit, even from Verdello's yeah. point of view.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for more people to see what the downtown provides. For us as a business to stay open late and participate in a really great event. It brings traffic to our business in a really great way, aside from just the regular day-to-day business.
Mm-hmm. You see a lot of people coming through the door during this?
We do. People that we don't see normally.
Oh, so new customers mm-hmm. walking in, just kind of checking it out, and all of a sudden they fall in love.
Yes.
That's the plan. Yeah. All right. Now, for August's booth, you said... no more food trucks. You got plenty of
yes.
those. But
yeah.
what about other vendors?
Yes. So we have limited space for other vendors that want to sign up. The deadline is this Wednesday for the August 3rd Thursday.
Okay.
But we still have plenty of room for the September one. So come by the office by Wednesday. We did sell out in July. We were packed in July.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So I do encourage people to come in the earlier, the better, because Wednesday, it's it for them to be a vendor for August.
Now, Zoila, how have you seen this event grow? And I'd say over the past 2 years.
We have some repeated customers, but then we also have new people that come from, you know, Colorado to come in and vend, Montana, from all over the surrounding state, and then also within the state as well, that want to come in. We had some lovely ladies from Buffalo that came to the new vendor to vend lemonade in June. She sold out within like an hour, and she came back again, and she just about sold out again. But, you know, those are the things that we were able to provide as well, just like a little kickoff to their little business and become a brick and mortar. We had a store, a Wild Stitch. She was the vendor last year and her business was growing, and there was a space on Main Street, and she's not on Main Street now. So it's really great to see those vendors eventually come into and have their own brick and mortar store.
Watching that evolution.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that community acknowledgement, and then all of a sudden the recognition, hey, I know you, you sell XYZ.
Yeah.
And then I can't get it today, but I'd love to get it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Where do I go? Well, now they got brick and mortar.
Yeah.
Now, I was just talking to the Chamber Ambassadors. 71 ribbon cutting events since January. That's a lot of new businesses. Mm-hmm. If somebody out there saying, you know what, I really want that recognition, what do I need to do outside? Like, maybe I can't partake this year. Can I get on a list, or can I have you maybe make me aware of what's going on? How do I keep up?
Yeah, so they can contact, they can give us a call at the office or send us an email at events@downtownsheridan.org. And we provide, we will add them to our list. So we have a master third Thursday list. And these are vendors that have vended in the past, currently, and people that want to be a vendor next year. So it's just their master list that when registration opens, we just email everybody at the same time.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. All right. So stay up to date by letting Zoila know, and she will let you know what's happening. And if you can get in there, what a great opportunity for a new business to really be seen. Everybody goes to these.
Yes.
And getting your name out there, and you're able to talk with individuals too, you know, during the third Thursday mm-hmm. events, coming by the booth. Hey, what do you do? What's going on? Fantastic event. All right, quick safety reminder, no pets, no bikes, no skateboards. This is just for everybody's safety and enjoyment. So please, let's keep those at home. All right, the big event that I want to talk about, though, one of my favorites, Sheridan Uncorked Wine Festival. Lindsay.
Yes, yeah, coming up right there around the corner. Yeah, we start planning right away, almost the beginning of the year. So it takes a lot of planning, a lot of prep. A lot of thought put into it, and it's my fourth year co-chairing it, so we are very excited. It's next month, September 13th on Grinnell Plaza, and we are really looking forward to it. This year, we're doing something a little different, so it makes it a little extra special. We not only have our wine vendors, of course, but we, and as in years past, we have spirits and beer as well. So everybody gets a little something, but we're also including multiple food vendors this year. Instead of just caterer, we want to showcase everything that Sheridan has to offer in this way.
Well, that's fantastic. Who's invited?
So we invited so many people. Our food committee is in the midst of kind of narrowing down the food. I know as of right now, Maxwell Foster, he's a caterer here in town. He is going to be joining us for food. Brackleton's will be there. It's going to be great. So we'll have different dessert vendors, different food vendors, as well as, like I said, all of our regular wine, spirits, and beer vendors.
You know, the year I went, I'm going to have to confess, I kind of overate a little bit.
There's always good food.
That meat, I just couldn't get away from it. My gosh, I just couldn't put it down. All right, VIP champagne hour. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so the VIP champagne reception is... It takes place in Verdello's back patio, so it's the hour before general admission. Limited tickets are sold for that, and it's a chance to kind of come in a little bit early, have a little champagne, feel a little special, and also meet and greet with all of our vendors ahead of time because all the vendors are also invited. So it's a little bit more intimate setting where everyone can just kind of mingle beforehand. You also get special entrance into general admission, so you don't have to wait in line, which will be really nice for everybody who has a VIP ticket as well. And there will be charcuterie provided by Verdello.
Sneaking in the back.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. You want to be one of those people like those old speakeasies. You already know the code word.
Right.
Yeah.
You can get right in. Now, you have some sponsor opportunities are still available out there for folks that want to kind of take part in a little bit more than just participation.
Yeah, we do. We have a lot. Zoila, if you want to maybe talk about the sponsorship levels.
Yes. Yeah, so we already have two sponsors already, and they are, you got to say the name because I can't pronounce it, the level.
Oh, the Cru Bourgeois, there you go. Which is the top level.
Top level. And that's Verdello and Security Bank. But we also have other levels that start at $250 that go up to $2,500. So if anybody's interested in becoming a sponsor, give us a call at 672-8881. And with that, they also get Wine Fest tickets, just depending on the level that they choose to be a sponsor at.
Take part in this, folks. I do have to say, send out a special thank you to Hans Mercer, who made sure that I didn't turn into a wallflower when I was there. He kind of drugged me around, introduced me to some people, and talked to me, so it was great. I had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun during that event. So one more time, how do I contact you?
Yep.
Just to take part in this?
Yeah, so just give us a call at the office at 672-8881. And tickets are on sale, too, if you don't want to be a sponsor but want to attend the event. You can go to the Downtown Sharon Association's website, and there's the little link for you to hit the button to buy tickets.
All right, Zoila, back to work for both of us, my friend. Fall lineup?
Fall lineup. So we'll have the Halloween parade. Parade, but it's a trick-or-treating downtown. And we'll have our shopping spree here in November, where people text us the number for a chance to win a little shopping spree downtown. And then we'll be working on our Soup Fest.
You going to hide any gnomes this year?
We'll probably hide them next year in February.
Ooh, that's a good call. That's a good call.
Yes.
Gnomes come out in February.
They do. They like to peek out and get your peeps to come out and shop to look for them.
That's why they got those beards.
Yes.
Keeps them warm.
Yes.
Zoilet, Lindsay, thank you both so much for coming in and speaking with me this morning. It's always a pleasure seeing you both. All right, folks, you've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Need a bank that works on your schedule?
At First Federal Bank and Trust, you can open personal checking and savings accounts anytime, online or through the First Federal app.
It's quick, simple, and designed to fit your life.
And as we celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're proud to keep making banking easier for you. Open an account today at efirstfederal.bank or on the app.
First Federal Bank and Trust, 90 years of putting our community first.
Member FDIC.
The Wyoming State Fair Foundation invites you to a fun-filled, dancing-in-the-dirt good time with Mickey and the Motor Cars and special guests Tris Munsick and the Innocents. In concert, Friday, August 15th at 7 p.m. in Douglas, Wyoming. Tickets and details at wystatefair.com. Thank you to Navajo Transitional Energy and Converse County Tourism for your sponsorship.
Happy summer from Ebia Hearing and Sound. Have fun and please be mindful of everyday sounds that could damage your hearing. Try lowering your earbud volume, using plugs or muffs while mowing the lawn, and taking a break from the noise. Our team can provide comprehensive hearing evaluations, cutting-edge hearing aid solutions, custom hearing protection, and more. Audiologist Dr. Addison Dempsey and hearing aid specialist JT Kraft are now taking new patients. Call today, Ebia Hearing, 674-8920. That's 674-8920.
Did you know you can purchase gift certificates online at Designing Dinner's Sagewood North Cafe? Pick up a homemade dessert treat like fresh salted caramel brownies and include a gift certificate, which can be purchased ahead online. Browse online at designing-dinners.com to see lunch and take and bake menus. Designing Dinner's Sagewood North Cafe, 615 Broadway in Sheridan. Open weekdays for lunch from 11 till 3 and from 9 till 5 for dinner pickup. Call ahead for pickup at 674-2460.
Are you or a loved one looking for a long-term care opportunity that ensures dignified, fulfilling living in a safe environment staffed by caring and skilled professionals? Greenhouse Living for Sheridan is currently welcoming elders to the cottages located at 2311 Shirley Cove. Set up a visit to learn what sets Greenhouse Living for Sheridan apart, including private rooms, on-site activities, and a sense of community supported by the entire team at Sheridan Memorial Hospital.